It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the last weekend, actually the last day of August. And wham, where did summer go, Barbecue Bob? I've been smoking it up all season, but you know what? We're just leaning into the fall, and it's a good time to barbecue as well. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, you're right. It's always a good time to barbecue, whether you're grilling or smoking. Doesn't matter.
Right.
You got to get out there and light a fire.
Right. Create that grill envy in your neighborhood. That's what I do as often as I can. Last week, we had a party that kind of got out of hand at my house, and in a good way. You know, other people you get, we had like, you know, I can entertain 10 comfortably.
Your posse.
Right. And it turned into 18, just because other people got wind of what was going on. So I had to pivot. And I was going to make just burgers and chicken. Right?
No pizza?
No pizza.
Whoa.
No. But
the love is gone.
No, it wasn't. The dough was from the day before. It wasn't the love. It was the dough. But anyway, yeah, our friends at Wealthy Street Bakery have great pizza dough they provide me with. So it's wonderful. But anyway, long story short is I went to Sliders from Full Size Burgers just because you can feed more bread and not as much beef, and it was what I had, right? So then we juiced them up with a little, all I had was Gruyere cheese, or the cheese lady will be with us in a minute. She'll tell me how to pronounce that properly.
I always screw it up.
Right, I do too. That's a tough one for me. But anyway, we cheesed them up, put a pickle on each one, and then just ketchup and mustard was my condiment. And I tell you what, they went like crazy. And it's kind of cool because I went and bought the little Hawaiian rolls.
Oh.
And because I couldn't find regular slider buns in the couple stores I went to, so I defaulted to Hawaiian rolls. Everybody loved that sweet little roll with a tangy pickle and cheese and the burger. And damn if we didn't go through 36 of those things
must
in about 20 minutes.
Must be why you're
wearing
a Hawaiian shirt today.
No, it's not a Hawaiian shirt. This is supposed to be chic camo. Right? No, I don't know anything about it, Bob. I found the shirt. It was a deal. I bought it. So that's how that works. But anyway, what'd you cook this weekend?
You know, I had that birthday party at the pool, and I did the porchetta.
Did you?
Yeah, and that was a big hit. It was the biggest pork belly I've ever seen.
Yeah?
I mean, it was so
big. Nipples or none?
Of course.
Okay.
But...
there's skin on. That's why I asked that question.
There's some lessons. Maybe we'll go over some other time in doing those. But I had a bit of a fail. I recovered. But main thing is everybody was really happy with the flavor and the texture. It was a huge hit. Way too much food.
Yeah.
So I gave away a bunch.
Yeah.
Everybody left with a giant wrapped piece of porchetta.
Yeah, if you listened last week, we covered what it was, but basically it's a pork belly wrapped around a pork loin with a bunch of wonderful seasonings.
Yeah, and I picked a bunch of them from my garden.
Did you?
Which was really nice.
You
know, I love picking my lunch, but spending so much time back there every night, you know.
Back where?
Older,
in your kitchen?
In the barbecue shack.
Yep.
The older I get, the more I'm amazed by birds.
Yeah.
And I feed them. I've got bird feeders. I got hummingbird feeders. They're starting to finally come back.
Yeah.
They were kind of sparse this year. But I noticed with my two feeders all sorts of wild birds. And I noticed how they stage in different places. And they give each other time on the feeder. And then they take some food and they go away. And then they kind of move like in a traffic jam, how you move ahead just a little bit. They just kind of, they're really polite little critters. Until the Blue Jays,
I was
come.
Gonna say until the bully shows up, and then it's all bets are off. Right?
So today I'll be headed up to deer camp, and I'm going to be cutting some trails, and then I am.
Do they grow over every year? You go do this every year.
We lose a lot of trees.
I think it's a ruse. I don't think there's any trails that need to be cut. Well, you just want to go up there.
I'm basically trying to be able to drive in because there's so many big trees and they fall. So I got some work ahead of me, but also I just love being there.
I understand.
It's a beautiful lake, and there's always wildlife, and I get to put another camera up and change the position of one and do this and that. But then I'm headed up to right near Torch Lake, where my wife has been since yesterday morning with that group of girls she loves camping with, and some of the husbands will be there. But so I'll head up there and camp for the night, and then I'll head down to my son Alex's the next day and spend some time in Ludington with my sister-in-law and my niece and just have a nice time and head home.
Yeah, good weekend.
Yeah,
good
holiday weekend. I don't want to be driving home on Monday.
Right, yeah, that's a good point right there.
Drive up on Saturday, come home on Sunday. That's the Labor Day trick.
When are you closing the pool?
Because
we're debating about doing it on Monday.
This week, yeah.
Yeah.
Next week, I should say.
Yeah, we're debating about doing it on Monday.
Oh, absolutely. The leaves are already starting to fall.
Yeah, a little bit.
When that happens, it's like, okay.
Yeah, I got one giant maple that shades my whole backyard from about 3 o'clock to 7. And when that thing starts letting go, you want the pool covered the day before.
Good time to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I got the bow out, and I got my target up, and I'm gonna practice a lot this year. Last year I was negligent and didn't take many shots anyway, but I want to be ready for that monster.
Yeah.
Because if he comes at me again, I'm going to take a shot.
Yeah, and you're still hunting with a compound, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It hasn't gone to the crossbow yet like I have.
No,
but those
using
are...
Using that crossbow a lot, are you?
No. No, I'm not. I'm not
that
at all.
That was a low blow.
Right. But I might. You never know, but I haven't.
Well, I will be headed up to deer camp every weekend, and you're welcome to join me.
Yeah?
You'll have to sleep in a tent.
Well, that's okay if I can sleep up off the ground and there's no rain dripping on me so my sleeping bag doesn't freeze to my cot.
No.
That might have happened in a past trip. But,
no, I can see it scarred you.
Right, it did. I did. When I tried to roll over,
and
I'm like locked in because my sleeping bag's frozen to my cot.
This is the worst Holiday Inn I've ever been in.
Yeah, right. Well, you know what? The free breakfast was good the next day. I'll give you that.
Better than Holiday Inn.
Yeah, exactly. So wasn't complaining too bad, but yes, it scarred me.
Yeah, so I got to get that muscle memory built up.
Yeah?
Because...
That's why I have a crossbow, because I got a junk shoulder now, and I can't pull it.
I got two junk shoulders, but, you know, it's a force of nature and will.
I see.
You just have to persevere.
Yeah, and when the big one's walking by you, hopefully that all that stuff works together.
I've got some stories about missing.
I'll
tell you, they're ridiculous.
Right.
One poor little doe found out that the fifth shot didn't do it, and she stuck around for the sixth.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. She was a little hard of hearing.
She was young and dumb.
Yeah.
But that's how I like them.
Yep, exactly. All taste the same.
Conrad's not saying a word. That's unusual.
Well, that's because I took his mic. He can't talk because we're not letting him today. But anyway, so...
I forgot. I posted a couple days ago. It was our 14th anniversary of the show being on the air.
Right. Yep. We're into year 15 right
and
now.
And that was cool because... A week or two ago, Kevin Matthews was in here, and
right.
I got to do the final segment with him. He did the first two shows with me.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, one of them we did in Jack Loke's Theater at Knapp
Yeah, when Aris Hampers had a studio down there, right?
Yeah,
yeah, I remember that. That was long ago.
That was a good place because my wife loves the theater, so we go there a bunch. Yeah. So I was in familiar territory.
Yeah.
And Kevin's just... a cool breeze, so he made it easy for me because I was honestly petrified.
Well, when we started this, neither one of us had any radio experience
no,
to speak of.
No, we still
of.
Really I mean, don't.
Right, exactly. Once a week for 14 years added up, but it's, you know, it's not a lot.
No, thank goodness Conrad grew up in a Catholic school, so he's got his ruler.
Right,
and he just whacks our knuckles.
It's a yardstick now because he has to reach over the board. Yeah.
But 14 years, cheers to you.
Yeah, man, cheers to you.
No beer this morning.
I know,
that's
we're
weird.
Supposed to have beers and other things, but we'll, hey, you know what, we're going to get through.
Should have brought some wine.
Yeah.
We got cheese coming.
So, yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that, because I've got an opportunity for the listeners that we've never done before. And again, 14 years, we've covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So I got a treat for the listeners. We're going to learn about cheese this week. I have some friends that I ran into, and they're going to enlighten us on the subject of cheese.
Or so, make us heavier.
That's right. But you'll listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rig, hit the brakes. It's going to be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the potty, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone...
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Andy Havemeyer, operating owner of Wealthy Street Bakery, where we're more than just pastries. Open from 6:30 to 9, Monday through Saturday, and 8 to 3 on Sundays. You can enjoy a fresh pastry in the morning, a hearty sandwich for lunch, or a delicious brick oven pizza for dinner. Whether you're into coffee and tea, beer or wine, our drink menu is sure to have something for everyone. We hope to see you soon. Don't forget to check out our sister location, Hall Street Bakery, on the corner of Hall and Fuller. Check out our menus online at wealthystreetbakery.com. And also at hallstreetbakery.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we've got a treat for you this week. Bob, I was walking through Meijer. It's near my office on Knapp's Corner. And I buy lunch in there, you know, a couple times a week if I just want to get a salad
Let's
or something.
Let's face it. We're Grilling Guys. We just like shopping.
Right, yeah. And I ran into an old friend, Charlie, who's working in the cheese shop at Meijer. And I was like, wow. This is something I don't know anything about. So, you know, what should have been a 2-minute conversation turned into 20 minutes.
Imagine that.
Yeah. And he says, well, you know, Job, I know a little bit about cheese, but you really want to talk to the lady that runs the cheese. She's a cheese steward. First one of these I've ever met in my life. Her name's Dory from Meijer on Knapp Corners. Dory, Charlie, welcome to the show.
It's very good to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, you're
yes,
welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
You guys, so let's jump right into this. I didn't know cheese steward was a thing, and now I know two people that know a heck of a lot more about it than I do, and hopefully you can enlighten us a little bit. So, Charlie, I've known you for 30 years, seems like. Maybe not that much, but
seems
half
like.
Of that. Anyway, tell us a little, give us an overview of what a cheese shop is.
Well, the cheese specialty cheese shop at the Meijer, Knapp Corner Meijer, started about 11 years ago.
Okay.
It was the first of its kind in the Meijer system. Meijer now has 269 operations around the Midwest.
Wow.
Specialty cheese shop is manned by two people, myself, Charlie Cheese.
Right.
And the star, of course, is Dory the Cheese Lady.
Okay.
So I am here to support her as I do in the store. I'm kind of like her beaker.
I think you're her driver today.
Yes, I'm her driver today. Yeah. And yes. I've been working with Dory now for 3 of her 11 years, and I've learned a lot about cheese. But I'm going to sit back and let her tell you about cheese.
Okay.
Take it away, Dory.
Dory the Cheese Lady.
Yeah. So, Dory, let me preface this a little bit.
Okay.
I liken this to craft beer. When I first started this show, I knew nothing about craft beer. I'd walk into a store. There'd be 10 doors full of glass and all the pretty boxes, and I had no idea where to start. And since then, I've learned a little bit about beer. But to draw that analogy, I just like Cheese 101 because when I walked into your cheese shop there, there's hundreds of cheeses, and I have no idea where to start. Help us out.
First of all, hi, everyone.
Hi.
My name is Dory. I've been with Meijer in the cheese shop for 11 years.
Great.
And over the years, I've learned some of the different cheeses to go with wine. But about 5-6 years ago, beer and cheese has really become a really huge thing. So between your IPAs, between your port beers, there is so much to choose from that, like with a if you want an IPA, it's a little lighter of a beer. It's not as strong as your port beers are going to be. So going with like a Gouda, you can even do like a Parmesan if you wanted, like an Asiago. My theme is go outside the box.
Okay.
When a lot of people
maybe pick the cheese you like.
Well, exactly. And my thing is no rules. I love the fact there's
there
no
go.
Rules.
We're going to get along just fine.
every chef has their own cheese, and as everyone follows their favorite chef, there's always that one cheese they like and what they promote the most. So as your own individual person, why can't you do the same thing?
Well, I can. So, but I don't know. Tell me how to, are there categories of cheese? There's categories of beer that you just mentioned.
Exactly.
You mentioned two of probably 10 that are out there, right? So a lot of our listeners drink beer. A lot of our listeners drink wine. If I was having a party at my house, like I'm going to have later today, and I wanted to serve cheeses and be able to tell people a little bit about them, are they goat? Are they cow milk? Where are they coming from? This one's going to be bitter. This one's going to be sweet. How do I categorize all of that to know if you're not in the store when I walk up, I want to pick a variety. Coach me through that a little bit.
So my first rule is always find your basic cheese. So a basic cheese is going to be like a cheddar, a Gouda, something that everyone's going to like. So once you get that and get that settled, then start going outside the box.
What's that mean?
Going outside the box is maybe you want to do a pepper jack, or maybe you want to, you know, the guys, you know, you want to throw in a little jalapeno cheddar, you know, okay, to make it more fun.
Okay.
Otherwise, you have a lot of your softer cheeses. They can be a little bit more work in the summer, especially if you have to do everything that goes with it, with the cracker
or first take them out. Right.
So it doesn't take a lot of work, because there's not having any rules, you can't do it wrong.
Okay.
So every board is going to be different. Every selection is going to be different. And just dibbling in and just experimenting is what I tell my customers to do until you find that perfect fit.
I find that wine in particular, as soon as I have like my second glass of Fen Valley Meritage, I have to get my cheese out, my board, and my little cheese slicer. And I love slicing off some nice sharp cheese or whatever my favorite is at the moment, and just enjoying that with a little bit of wine. And they pair up. And I noticed that there's even cheeses that have Burgundy or something mixed in with them.
Yes.
And those are great for charcuterie trays because of the presentation.
Yes, we have Satori, and they have like the Merlot, the Chardonnay, they have the Tennessee Whiskey. So when you're looking at the island with all your options, take a couple of them each week, experiment, and I'm there most of the time. So don't be afraid when you walk into a store to ask the cheese steward for help, because that's what they're there for. So we're here to make your experience the best it possibly can be.
Is there a way, and I don't want to put a mad rush on your shop there in Meyer on Nap, but is there a way to taste these? Or is that just really not practical? And then so you're, because part of the problems with craft beer, and I think it'd be for me cheese too, I'll look down, that's $11 little brick of cheese that's 4 ounces. And I don't know if I'm committed to something that I've never tried for $11, and it's a little piece of it.
Well, that's why when you come and see me or you come and see Charlie, we're going to ask you questions. Just like when you go to purchase a car, you go to purchase anything else, you know, we have questions we're going to ask. And that way we kind of can pin it down a little bit more where so when you walk away, you know you're going to be able to like what you've picked out.
Conrad, how much time do we have left? Because about a minute. I'd like to explore that a little bit, because I think now we've struck on something, is what do I need to be prepared to answer? You said, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Maybe you guys could stick around for the next segment, because we're running a little bit tight on time right now. But I'd like to explore that, because if I walk in, you said you've got some questions that you'd ask me that'll help point you in a direction of what I might want.
Exactly.
Right? I think our listeners need to know that, because I don't know what those questions are, so I'm betting I might not know the answers either. And that's what I want to do, is let everybody know, if you know how to answer these four or five questions, Dory and Charlie can really help you to nail what kind of cheese it is you want with what you're eating, what you're drinking, what you're, how you're entertaining, and the likes of that. So can we do that?
Oh, love to.
All right. So coming up next, we're gonna get these guys to stick around, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, as well as, you know what? This is the Labor Day weekend. You got to get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, maybe bring a charcuterie board with it. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit garrettsappliances.com. That's garrettsappliances.com.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
The Grilling Guys up.
Got to feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grilling Guys.
Well, we're back again. And thank you for patronizing the folks who sponsor our show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in. If you missed the last segment, pretty interesting. We have a couple people from the Meyer Cheese area, like Meyer Thrifty Acres, Meyer, Charlie and Dory. And Dory's a cheese steward. Charlie is the driver. And but anyway, what we wanted to do is pick up that conversation where we left off. Dory, you mentioned that there are some questions that you'd ask me,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what are those things about?
So normally when you come up and say, you know, can you help me with a cheese board, first thing I'm going to ask you is how many people?
Okay, so let's role play this. 12.
Okay. So you have 12 people. Is this going to be your whole afternoon appetizer, or is it before a meal, after a meal?
I don't think it's ever the only appetizer.
No, it isn't.
You don't know who you're talking to.
Right.
Well, and the reason I ask that is because I don't want to be selling you more than what you need.
Well, fair enough. But I might want it twice, too.
Okay, that's true, too.
So let me answer you. Okay, typical party at Randy's house. Dinner's about 5:30 or 6. People show up about 1.
Okay.
I want something to eat between 1 and 5. Not fill them up, but an appetizer, something really tasty, something maybe they've never had before. And then
exactly.
we'll bust the grills out in the smoker, and we'll eat big at 5 or 6.
Okay, so typically then what I would ask you is, we'll start with the safe cheese. So I will recommend one of our cheddars or a Gouda, which can be both, because if you're going to have 12 people, then you're going to want a selection of about 4 or 5.
Okay, so what other questions do I need to be able to answer? So I got how many for how long?
And for how long, and believe it or not, are there going to be children? Because if you have children, you have teenagers, you have older adults, it can vary. Like children, you might want to add a Kobe because every child likes a Kobe Jack.
Okay.
And then you can start stepping out of the plate. Guys versus girls. If this is a guy party.
50-50.
50-50. So then what you're going to do is now you're going to start expanding outside. So you can go with a really good.
I think one of I think one of the things that I put down in my notes here is strengths, because you know, the older you get, especially, and you get more adapted, and you get to really be a fiend for cheese. You like the stronger, sharper,
right?
Like I love blue cheese now. Never would eat it when I was younger. So. How does that play into stepping people into the different cheeses you might offer?
It does. So usually what I'll do is I'll pick out a couple of cheeses that you can just quickly slice and set on the board. Then what we'll do is we'll expand it from there. We'll add some fruit. grapes are something that's very simple and easy, especially for the summer.
That's a good one.
In the winter, I recommend apples, pears, depending on how much you want to slice up and work with. Then you can go with nuts. Nuts are really great, especially with your beer.
That's a great idea.
So we carry a really nice Marcona almond from Frederick's. Absolutely amazing. And
preserves.
And we have the different Frederick's preserves also, which the little pepper jelly on a nice sharp cheddar is really good. And then if you want to expand it a little bit more with the blue cheese, we have a wonderful smokehouse blue cheese that we actually cut from a wheel. And you put a little of that pepper jelly on top. It is absolutely amazing.
I've had that. I love the smoked blue cheese. And I didn't think I would, because I don't typically like smoked cheese.
Right.
But when I had that, it was like, wow, that's a cheese you should smoke.
Yes. Yes. And then a lot of people, there are people that prefer not to have cow. So I always recommend either a sheep, which is like a wonderful manchego, which is similar to like a Parmesan, because you can grate it, shred it.
Say that again?
Manchego.
Manchego.
It's a hard Spanish cheese.
Yes. It's from Spain. So we also carry manchego. Then if you wanted to do like a goat cheese, we have different flavors. We have like a garlic and herb. So what?
And a goat cheese is generally soft?
No, not necessarily. So a lot of people don't understand this, is that whatever cheeses you can make with cow's milk, you can also do with goat's milk. So we have aged Gouda. We have regular Gouda that we actually cut from a wheel that Charlie does. And so
he is the wheel
options,
man.
Yes, he is.
He said I was the driver, but actually what I do all day is cut the cheese.
Right. Charlie? I've known that for a long time, brother. Yeah. You mentioned blue cheese.
Yes.
There's a goat version of it, and there is a cow version of it. Isn't one of them called Roquefort and the other one called blue cheese?
Now, the Roquefort is actually sheep's milk.
Okay, so it's sheep and cow.
So Gorgonzola would be...
Gorgonzola is an Italian-styled blue cheese.
Right.
But it's still from a cow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
That is.
Because those are all in the same family, blue cheese, gorgonzola, and the
The Roquefort. Yes.
Is that actually mold in there that you're seeing?
It is. It's a process they use. It's actually considered a good mold.
Okay.
Right.
Mold doesn't scare me anyway.
Well, let's talk about that a second, because everybody's got in their refrigerator, looked at a piece of cheese that's been in there unwrapped, and it's got mold on it. My wife's first inclination is throw it away.
No.
Mine is cut it off and
shave
eat the rest.
Shave it,
Right? So what's the answer?
Well, you're both right and wrong.
Okay.
So the softer your cheese is, so your softer goat cheeses, your blue cheeses, your fetas, mozzarella, stuff like that that's soft, once you start seeing the black mold, that's a bad mold.
Okay.
But once you start getting into your cheddars, your Parmesans, your harder cheeses, that will form just little spots of green.
So if you see the green mold, you can shave it off.
Pick it off.
If you see the black, chuck it.
Chuck it.
And I've noticed that mozzarella will get the black as well.
Right. Yes. And once that starts to form, that's not a good mold.
That makes sense.
Another thing is, I mean, I've learned that buying the bag shredded stinks because it's coated with food cornstarch or something.
Yeah.
And it's
depends.
It's not the same.
You have your cellulose, and then some companies will use a potato starch. I can tell the difference.
Yep.
To me, it's just easier. Buy a block,
shred it,
put it in your baggie, throw it in the refrigerator, and you're set for the week.
Yep.
And you don't need as much, and you'll notice such a huge difference when you're cooking.
Especially like if you're making a pizza. If you get a good mozzarella...
Like Charlie makes
and
mozzarella.
Shred it, does he? I love fresh mozzarella.
Charlie, you make mozzarella?
We do. We don't start with the raw material, of course, but we get a product in bulk and we treat it. We process it right there in the store.
If you've never had fresh mozzarella.
Oh, it's outstanding.
You've got to try it.
Right.
So you're doing that at Knapp Corners?
We do that on a regular basis, as well as shredding the cheeses that we've mentioned, the wheels that are very fresh.
So if I wanted to buy that, Do I buy it by the pound? Is it already packaged? What's that? What's that look like? Fresh mozzarella?
Well,
that you're talking about?
We package it, but it isn't as though it were a machine or right. automated processing. Each package, you would pay for it by the pound because doing it by hand, you can't.
So you're making
exact...
it like every other day or something yes. like that. So it's relatively fresh when you get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you make it fresh, and you slice off, and it's still warm. There's just nothing that compares to that.
I'm the most popular person in the store.
All right, I bet. Yeah. Because I've had it made tableside at my favorite Italian joint in Atlantic City, and it was like an epiphany. I had never had such a thing. I didn't even know you could do that.
I didn't either until 3 years ago.
Yep. Well, hey, Charlie Dory, thanks so much for your joining us on the show today. I hope, like me, that the listeners gain some knowledge about cheese. This won't be the last time we do this because I want to explore the whole thing of matching it up with beer and wine, and we haven't even touched that yet.
No.
But we'll get to that at some point in the future.
And I still have more questions, so yeah. maybe you can hang out a little bit longer.
Can you do that?
We can indeed.
All right. Guess what? We're in control after 14 years. We're in control of the content
Finally.
Of this show. So we can. Conrad just turned over the reins here yesterday,
and he got his ruler out. I noticed
right,
that. So
yeah.
let's behave.
But anyway, so stick around then. We'll continue the conversation because if it interests Bob, it may interest our listeners too. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We'll be back.
If you're feeling hungry and you want something to eat, make yourself a list and head on down to Sobey Meats, where our staff is always friendly and they all know our creed. Come on down to Sobey's and let us meet your needs. We have kielbasa, kapusta, chicken, pork, and beef, seafood and hot sticks, a snack that can't be beat, dairy and deli, groceries, beer and wine. And once you shop at Sobey's, you'll shop there all the time.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Please stop by to see Teresa and myself and the whole gang for good old-fashioned service at 3450 Remembrance Road. Make sure you visit SobeyMeats.com for our specials, and thank you for your support.
So when you're feeling hungry and you want something to eat, make yourself a list and head on down to Sobey Meats. And if you're really satisfied, there's one way we can tell. When you leave the store, make sure you ring our bell.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys. Hey, we are, at least I am, and I think Bob is too, enamored with this cheese conversation. So we hijacked the show plan, and we're going to get back at it.
That's right. But I do want to hit a couple of the points. We have some new sponsors coming on, but we also have our old ones we want to cover. ThermoPen's Labor Day sales 25% off.
Take advantage of that.
Yeah. And a little note from Fen Valley, Saturdays and Sundays through October. They're going to have the Veraison. I think I said it right. Veraison. It's the ripening phase. So Fen Valley, this time of year, it is magical. If you get a chance, because let's face it, in the summer and late summer, early fall, to be outside is just fantastic.
And
our
in
skies,
a winery, yeah.
Our skies are sometimes even clear, yeah. which in West Michigan isn't that common. Also, a little shout out to our all of our network stations, Michigan Talk Network, WBRN, and of course, hit the grillingguys.com and check out all these sponsors. There's a new one coming on you're going to love. I got great information on them coming up next week. But you can also sign up for the podcast, which goes all around the world. If you could see the countries, Joppy, the people that are pulling our show down, it'd make you smile.
Right.
14 years worth of work. It's finally paying off. So anyway, back to the cheese. And
that was a cheesy plug. So
yeah,
that's a great segue,
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah. So how to choose the right profile or style. We kind of covered that. But do you sell the grilling cheese? And is there a cheese that's good for grilling that maybe isn't sold as a grilling cheese?
Yeah, so as I was listening to both you gentlemen earlier on what you were grilling, we do carry a grilling cheese. And we also, and we used to carry, and there are stores out there that do carry this, it's called the bread cheese. Now, this bread cheese is absolutely amazing. And you can heat it up on the grill. You can heat it in the oven. You can fry it. And it becomes almost like a sponge.
Does it have bread in it?
No, it actually just has your main ingredients. Yes, but it's the process on how they make it. And what you do is once you get it heated up and once you fry it, get your best maple syrup out there. And I know we're getting close to that season. So what you're going to want to do is slice it and dip it. And it's like the best French toast you ever had. That's exactly what it tastes like.
Wow.
So cool. I had a very good friend from France and when I was in the service. And she used to bring along, if we'd go on a picnic or anything, she'd bring along a certain type of cheese. I don't know what it was. And strawberry preserves. Oh. And that was also, and I still do it now, but that was just such a cool thing for me to learn as a young guy that you can actually have, and now it's more common. But how about like a Gruyere? How do you say Gruyere?
Gruyere.
Gruyere. Yeah. Okay.
Very good, Bob.
I know.
How do you say Bob? Okay, so let's build that charcuterie tray. What would be your pick?
So what we're going to start with is we'll start with the cheddar. Then I would recommend like a pepper jack because you want something a little on the spicy side.
And cool looking.
And you're looking for a little color too. Then an aged Gouda. We have a 1,000-day-old Landana aged Gouda, which is absolutely
Is Landana
beautiful.
The brand?
Yes. And that is also imported from Holland. And then you can also go, to make it a little simpler, if you just wanted to just do cutting cheeses, we have in the Sartori brand, which is from Wisconsin. Wisconsin has the most beautiful cheeses.
I love their cheeses.
And
their cheese curds.
Yes. You have to get them fresh first thing in the morning, though. There's no comparison.
It's a long drive.
Yes. But in the Sartori, they have the Merlot. And it's probably one of our most popular. It's infused. So once they make
That's
this wheel.
That's the one I was talking
yes,
about.
So once they make this wheel, they literally soak it for 30 to 60 days. And in that process, it just slowly absorbs in. So when you get that wedge, you'll see some people think it's the rind, so they cut it off. You don't want to do that. So you want to be able to savor because that's where the best flavor is going to be. But even going all the way down into the center of the cheese, it just still has
And what's that brand?
Flavor. That is going to be your Sartori.
Sartori.
From Bellavitano.
So a couple comments on that. One, it's fantastic for a charcuterie tray. My daughter, yes. Emily, gets it every year. She puts on a huge, we have a big island and she just makes the whole thing a giant grazing table. The other thing is, if you're going to do one of those charcuterie trays, don't get the bagged cheese that's all cut up already.
No.
Because it's disgusting.
No, and there is a difference for mine from the smaller places, and then instead of going to more of your larger manufacturing. The more you get into it, the more you'll really start to be able to taste the difference.
Well, sure. This is almost a contradiction in terms, but you want your cheese fresh, but you want aged cheese.
Yes.
Like right? Aged Velveeta, maybe?
No, yeah. We've talked about that, Bob. Anything that can sit on the shelf stable for 35 years with no refrigeration is not cheese. But anyway, yeah, so it's just, like I said, it's a contradiction in terms. But to your point, cutting it fresh rather than having it pre-cut in a bag makes a lot of difference in the moisture and the texture of the cheese.
And your flavor is, once you start shredding your own, it won't take long for you to
And that's a hindrance for a lot of us. shredding? You know, what's the best way if you want shredded cheese?
Well,
because I have several different grates, and I always find it to be more cumbersome. Is a food processor maybe the best way to go with that?
Because everything gets gummed up. I'm old-fashioned. I don't have a lot of specialty appliances in my house, even though I do a lot of my own stuff from scratch. I like going the old-fashioned way.
So a big stainless grate is
just a plain, just a plain little handheld shredder. I mean, literally takes you 2 minutes out of your day.
So give me a tip then, Charlie, the mozzarella that that you guys make there. When you're preparing that for me, if I came in and said, I want 2 pounds of shredded mozzarella, are you shredding it at room temperature? Are you shredding it when it's cold? How what's a tip so that I can shred this the easiest way?
Well, initially, the mozzarella that we actually make there in the store isn't something that you would shred.
You don't shred it.
It's a fresh, softer mozzarella. It would be very
okay, so I slice it.
You would slice it, yes.
Okay, so if I wanted mozzarella for the top of my pizzas, okay, I typically take a handful of that, spread it on there. I don't put discs of it or slices of it on there, right? Because I'm making one pizza every 3 minutes in my little pizza oven.
You can in the future. And that brings up a really good question. The proper cheese knives, because there's a way to cut cheese, and there are knives that are much better for cutting it than others, especially mozzarella.
Yes.
Do you sell those?
I wish we did, but no, at this time we don't.
Okay.
So
you can buy them online, but I bought a couple from a cheese place in Traverse City, and this guy was literally making this special French cheese, and that blade has everything to do with how frustrated you will or will not be.
Yeah, because some of them even are done with wires.
Yes.
So I want to finish this pizza thought because I've got the epiphany that I need to stop buying it. They both scowled when I told them I go to the back of the store and buy my cheese in a bag so I can sprinkle it on my pizza. Tell me what I should be buying.
Well,
then,
for
please.
Production, I get that.
Right, but sometimes it's not about production. I might have three pizzas that I'm making, and I want them to be really cool. Is sliced mozzarella then my answer, or is there a shredded something that I could be using too? Because it's just easier for me to grab it and sprinkle it evenly on the pizza. So that's what I've been doing, but it could be wrong.
I think Dory answered it perfectly.
I didn't hear it.
She said the wire. And what you're selling is typically kind of round, and that wire would be the answer for mozzarella. And you'll see a lot of nice pizza places. You'll see the round pieces of
mozzarella. I just never done it. But I see. I don't have. You go to any pizza joint in town, there is no round ones unless you order like a margarita pizza.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So what should I be using? It shredded. If I wanted shredded, just give me a tip, please.
How I shred it. So after Charlie makes it, you want to get it really cold. So as I tell them, take it out of the package, take some paper towel. Dry it off a little bit, put it back in the refrigerator for about a half hour to get cold, then cut it in large slices. You can shred it. I shred mine and to use for my lasagnas and for my ziti bake and different things.
Well, hey, Charlie, Dory, thanks so much for making time and staying around. And this won't be the last time you've been on the show, but you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the last holiday weekend of the summer. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, and create some grill envy in your neighborhood.
See ya!